So if whenever we do some activity, if we come to spirituality also, we feel that rather than focusing on that activity, my thoughts go to other directions.
Yes.
And then I feel, why are we doing this? Maybe we should be doing that.
Yes.
And maybe we should be doing that. So there are, we all have different kinds of mentalities. Not mentality in the negative sense, but just a fact of nature. We have different kinds of attitudes, different kinds of minds, which make us think in different ways. So some people are just apathetic. As long as my life is going on well, I don't care about others. So that is one extreme where we just live in our own tiny shells. But there are others who just get too consumed by what is happening everywhere. And in one sense, can there be like caring too much? One is extreme is not caring, the other is extreme is caring too much. Yes, it is. You know, if a mother has a child, and a mother should care for the child. But if the mother is and says, you know, I cannot let my child go out of sight, and the mother doesn't go to the child, go to school, that's not going to work. So, no, not caring is a problem. Caring too much can also be a problem. So, we need to recognize what is my area of influence. What is it that I can impact? There are many things wrong in life, wrong in the world, and with my finite capacities, I cannot change all of them. In fact, I cannot even change many of them. But rather than cursing the darkness, let me light one candle. So when I was introduced to bhakti, before that I was in social service. I was a college student and I was part of social service organization from where we would go to slums. And I would try to teach English, history, maths, something like that to slum children. And I found over there that many of the slum children, their parents were alcoholics. And then they would do domestic abuse after coming home. And their lives were terrible. And these alcoholic parents, fathers, they were not evil people. When I would go and meet them, they're nice people. But once they would drink alcohol or that craving for alcohol would consume them, they would become like a different person. So we had worked towards making one village dry, free from all. We persuaded the fathers to give up alcohol. But then there were some local municipality elections, and the local candidate, he came there with 2-3 truckloads of alcohol which he gave free to everyone. And not only the fathers, even the children had drunk at that. So at that time I felt that this is not the best way I can help. There must be some other way. I can offer people education. I can offer students education. But what we need is not just education, we need transformation. So is there some way in which people can become empowered to make wiser choices? So when I was thinking this, I discovered the Bhagavad Gita. And from study of the Bhagavad Gita, I found myself becoming a better person. I was quite a short-tempered person at one time. So I found myself becoming less short-tempered, more. I found one of my friends, he was into many bad habits. He gave up most bad habits. So I saw people being transformed. And I felt that by sharing the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita, I can assist people, empower them to make wiser choices. The influence of this is limited, but it is still, I feel something tangible. And I can see as I travel, as I write, that people are guided by the Gita's wisdom. So I would say that if we have this, if you have this concern for too many issues, it's as far as spirituality is concerned, the cultural aspects are there. We can ask specific questions about specific things to right people. They'll get answered. Why, for example, Abhishek is there. There is usually in Abhishek, whatever is offered, it's not wasted. It is taken as Charanamrit. And then that is used, that is honored, that is distributed. So in that sense, it's not waste. It's sanctified and it becomes prasad, which is distributed. So basically, if you have specific questions about specific practices, specific rituals, they can be answered. But broadly speaking, the cultural approach to spirituality can often be intellectually perplexing. Because in culture, why do you wear this? Why do you wear a particular dress? So many questions can come up. So I would say in the initial stages, don't focus too much on the cultural asset. Focus on principles. So, no, I say the way I put it is, science can make things big, things better. Science can make things better. Spirituality can make people better. Science can make better gadgets, better phones, better computers. So, yes, let me complete this. So, spirituality, now I'm saying can. It is not, sometimes people may take the name of spirituality and do many things which can actually not make better, which can make things worse also. But there's a potential that is there. Science can also be used for making things worse. It can make nuclear bombs. But the potentiality is there. And broadly speaking, if we understand the principles of spirituality, in terms of if you attend a few classes on the Gita, you'll understand the basic concepts of spirituality. And then what you feel most inspired to do, you will be able to do it with a higher consciousness. It's not that spirituality is something about changing what we do. It is about changing why we do. So what you do, say you may have a particular zeal. Say for example, if you have a zeal for animal rights or animal protection, then spirituality is not going to tell you don't do that or that is unimportant. But infuse that with the spiritual consciousness and you will be able to do it better, more effectively. So in ISKCON also we have ISKCON cow protection. A whole body is there, global body. There. Many devotees also work quite vigorously for protection of cows. So we can see bhakti as a big umbrella within which whatever cause we have inspiration for, that can be incorporated. What bhakti offers us is that certain empowering principles by which we can bring out the best within us. Now for what cause we direct that best, what specific cause in this life, that can vary based on individual inspiration. So if you can focus on understanding the basic principles of the Gita, then you will also become clearer about how you can best contribute in your life. It's not wrong to feel confused, because life is confusing. So when we go into specifics, life can be confusing. When we focus on principles, then the confusion decreases. And then we can focus on specifics. You know? And then we can be effective in whatever we are doing. Does it address your question to some extent?
I have a few friends who are